recalling the great Olympic ideals, always has seen in this the Olympic events a great opportunity for all of us to remember that all people are part of the same human family. So whether that's in China or London, I think it's a great opportunity for people to realize that we're all part of the same human family. We can sports speaks a universal language. There's an opportunity for all of us to share in a common goal, whether it's competition or together in a sense of friendship. So I think the church sees it as a great outward sign of the potential there is for all of us to be united in peace. I believe it all begins with the conception of the human person, and that sport always has to be at the service of the human person. When sport is the end in itself, then the human person is reduced to a means or to an instrument to be maxed out to peak performance. It's losing sight of its original goals. It's interesting to note that sport is something that natural to man as a means of recreation, a means of even enhancing his health. But we've seen in recent days that sport is more a business for some, or even could be a cause of danger, even a death in some athletes. So I think we have to renew that sport. It needs to be always at the service of the human person.